Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you.
Welcome back to Leading with Sense. I am your host, Tim McAndrew. On our previous episodes, we gave some overviews about the process, what these steps were, and now I'll be going in detail each step with an episode. So this episode is going to cover the MMO number one, which is stop movement, get your head count. This is probably the most important step to get started, obviously because it's step number one, but also because up to this point, you may or may not have been paying attention to the inflow and outflow of your account in detail. You may have just been, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, checking your balance throughout the month to make sure you had enough money as the month went on. And then there's also other things like your estate plan, your will, and different things you have going on with your credit cards and your budgeting that we're going to address in this step. So this is really your foundational step for moving forward. So until you start making your budget, until you have the amount of life insurance and will and all that in place, I don't want you to move on. I want you to get this step done first. So this step will be done once you've made a budget, once you've paused your retirement temporarily, and once you have the amount of life insurance you need going forward. So hopping into money marching order number one, stop movement, get your head count. So whenever you know you're in training, I know this big thing in Ranger school, you need to keep account of all your soldiers. You need to keep account of all your teammates. Well, this is the same thing we're doing, only within your household, within your bank account, and within your estate planning. So the first step within MMO number one is canceling all your subscriptions that you don't need. So you don't need Netflix, you don't need Spotify, you don't need OnlyFans. Whatever your subscriptions are in, we're going to go ahead and cancel them or pause them for now. I want you to pause them until you're done with this step number one, until you're done with MMO number one, because I really want you to assess what you need and how much is costing you in your budget every month. So just hop online and look at what you have coming out of your account monthly. Look at the past couple months and you should be able to get a pretty good idea of your subscriptions and just go ahead and pause them right now. Another thing that you can do to find out what subscriptions you have, other than searching your email, is you can get a new debit card. Yep. Go ahead, call your bank and say, hey, I need a new debit card, a new debit card number. And that will kind of take care of it because any subscriptions that are on that debit card or credit card, they are going to pop up in your email saying, hey, I wasn't able to process the transaction because of XYZ. And you can kind of assess as the month goes on what subscriptions are still active and which ones are canceled. And going into our next step, talking about credit cards. So credit cards in themselves are not evil. Credit cards are not inherently evil, right? But the problem is there are too many gotchas. There are too many pitfalls of credit cards that oftentimes lead to trouble or they lead to something going wrong. And then you're stuck. And it also provides an opportunity for you to go back into debt or to create more debt while you're trying to get out of debt. So this is why I'm going to strongly recommend that we either cut up the credit cards, freeze the credit cards, put them away, but preferably shred them, cut them up so we cannot use them while we're working through our steps. Especially if you're carrying debt month to month. And especially also if you're not budgeting what is going onto those credit cards. That's another thing I see a lot is people have budgets, but the credit cards are outside of their budgets. So for all intents and purposes, for your success, we're going to cut them up and not use them during this step. So once we've assessed the credit cards and our subscriptions, I want you to log on to MyPay for DFAS, and I want you to pause your TSB contributions. So go on MyPay and put 0% or $0 into your contributions until we figure out what is going on and how much money you have to work with and how much debt you have, and we can go from there. But right now, go ahead and pause it temporarily. And then all your accounts, all your open credit accounts, call all your creditors and see if the SCRA, which is Service Member Civil Relief Act, is applied to your account. And you can ask them to apply it to your account, and they will follow up with you and let you know if there's any money that you are owed. Because a lot of times what happens is people don't know about this and they have credit cards that they've paid interest on or auto loans they've paid a lot of interest on that those companies were not supposed to charge above a certain rate. So you are entitled to get some of that money back if it qualifies. So there are many things that you may benefit from if you're in the military where they can only charge you so much interest on your accounts. They can only, you know, it gives you special permissions if you, you know, need to get out of a lease for a deployment or something. But as far as credit goes, you know, it really limits the amount of interest they can charge you, late fees and things like that. So that's something that a lot of people skip over and don't know about. So again, these protections can also apply to your spouses and children of the qualified service member, as well as any individual who relied on the service member for at least 50% of their support for 180 days prior to using the act. So if you're unsure whether SCRA applies to you, eligibility can be determined through your JAG legal office on your base. So go ahead and visit them and see what's going on, or you can just start calling up your, you know, Discovers, your Chases, American Express to see what is going on and if you're owed any money. So probably the most important thing, the most important part of money marching order number one is to assess the amount of life insurance you have and to establish an updated will. So life insurance in the military is your SGLI, and that is $400,000, and that's a term policy. As long as you're in the military, you are entitled to that. And that's all it is, right? So if you die, it gets issued and your family gets $400,000, or the beneficiary gets $400,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But depending on your situation, depending on where you live, depending on how many kids you have, it's not a lot of money at all. What most recommendations point towards is to have around 10 to 12 times of your income in term life insurance. Stay away from the whole life, the permanent life, and those types of plans. Go with term. You can get it very cheap for a 20, 25 year term, and it will protect your family if you die. If you make $100,000 a year and all you have is your SGLI for $400,000, well, you have about $600,000 left to insure. And I want you to look individually at your income. So if you're married, maybe your wife works, you know, we have 10 to 12 times on her and have 10 to 12 times on you. Now, if she doesn't work and she's a stay-at-home mom, you need to have something on her, because if she dies, you have to hire help. You have to increase your dependent care should something happen to her. So, you know, $150,000, $200,000 on her. And a lot of times you can get that called guaranteed issue, where they don't do a medical exam to issue it. So call your SGLI representative, because a lot of times you can get added on through SGLI for very cheap, or you get it on the open market. Again, guaranteed issue is what it's called. They'll be able to help you out with that. And another thing that often is overlooked is your will, is your estate plan. Now, being in the military, you get this for free. You can go to your local JAG office. They will give you a worksheet to fill out with everything they need to know. You take it back and they will execute your will and you'll have it. Just keep in mind that the will is going to vary from state to state. Each state has their own estate planning laws, right? So this is really, really important that you update it when you move. Not having a will in place will force your assets that you do not have either a beneficiary designated on or co-ownership of, it will force it to go into probate, and the court will decide what to do with your assets, with your children, if there's no will in place. I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily want a judge to decide what's in the best interest for me with my money, with my children and my family. So go ahead and get that in writing now so you don't have to deal with it later. And then the last part of MMO number one is your budget. So now that we've stopped subscriptions and we're basically down to essential expenses, and we've kind of cut down the lifestyle, or we're assessing the lifestyle expenses, I want you to establish a budget using either Every Dollar, which is a zero-based budgeting app, YNAB, which stands for You Need a Budget, YNAB, or some other budgeting software. I don't care if you use Excel, a sheet of paper, but I want you to use your budget. Going through the budget, I do like the zero-based budgeting method. So this is where you take all your income. Again, this is your income and your spouse's income. Put that on there. And then what is going to happen is you're going to give every dollar an assignment down until you have $0. So these assignments include everything from debt payoff to mortgage to savings to retirement, anything like that. So every dollar is accounted for. Because if anyone's ever led junior soldiers, you know that if you don't tell them what to do, they will go off on their own and do stupid stuff, right? So that is the same thing with your money. If you don't tell your money what to do, it's going to go off and do stupid stuff. So this is why we have to keep a head count on our money and know where everything is going. Again, using the budget is probably going to be one of the most important tools going forward, because this is what's going to fuel your progress. And now that you're paying attention to your money, you need to look for overspending in certain categories, spending off your budget or your plan. And then you need to come up with some budgeting goals, right? So budgeting goals, you know, I'm going to recommend no more than 25 to 30% of your income going towards your rent or your mortgage. And also you need to look at to make sure that, you know, we don't have a lot of big things coming out that's kind of out of proportion. So, you know, if I make $3,000 a year or $3,000 a month and I'm spending $1,500 a month on groceries, then there's probably something wrong with that. You know, I see that a lot with eating out, that people who aren't budgeting, they often spend a lot more than they think on food. So that's another thing with your budget, is whatever you think you spend on food, you probably need to double it going forward. So I just want you to look at your expenses, your inflow and your outflow, and look for anything that may look alarming now that you're paying attention to your money. And that is money marching order number one. So you basically were getting set up to move forward. We're getting set up to pay off debt. We're getting set up to start our retirement again. So this is probably the most foundational and important step for everyone. So again, this is your first step. This is done first. Cancel subscriptions, cut up your credit cards. Don't use credit cards. Don't go further into debt. Pause your retirement. And this is including your spouse's retirement, right? So as a household, you're pausing retirement. And we'll start this back up later after we have our helmet emergency fund in MMO number two. Then we're going to apply the Civil Service Relief Act to our accounts, get proper life insurance and a proper will into place. And then we're just going to start paying attention to our budget and using our budget. The budget's going to take about 3 months to get right. So don't be discouraged. It will come. You know, you just have to make a realistic budget and move forward. Again, we will cover budgeting in another episode, but overall, just make sure that your budget is in place before the month begins. Hope you all have enjoyed this episode. And again, this is Tim McAndrew, and I'm your host with Leading with Sense.